Case number 10417, Abraham Lincoln Jones, east of Route 1, south of Norwood Street, being lots 64 and 80 within West Rehoboth Development. A variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel.
What's your name and address?
Lonzo Harris. 116 Norwood Street.
And you swear a firm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, before getting into this, this was a matter that was on the board's agenda some time ago. And at that time, it was a combination request for a special use exception for, another dwelling based on a financial hardship, and then also a request for a variance. And somehow the variance never really got addressed. And it turns out there was some information that was not in the board's file, probably should have been. Specifically, the fact that the house was had a building permit issued and I think a CO issued back in, Susan, 1971, am I correct?
71, the permit was issued, and the CO was issued in 72.
Okay, and the variance request was based upon the fact that the property, I believe, is actually over the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And when the board denied the variance, that apparently triggered, without anybody's real input, an effort on the part of the constables to proceed to remedy the situation, which really shouldn't have been done, since frankly, if it's CO'd by the county in 1971 or 72, that should be enough to prevent the constables from acting. But it is now back before you, simply for the this application, at least, is just for the variance.
Mm-hmm.
And to be considered with that additional information in mind. Now, because it is a rehearing, technically it goes through that two-step process, and the board will have to make a determination first off as to whether or not this is a substantially different application. And the reason I offered that additional information was because, at least from my standpoint, from a legal standpoint, I think it is substantially different because of that additional information that the board should have had. So you're being asked tonight to reconsider the request for the variance based mm-hmm. on the fact that the house is over the property line. They want to shift the property lines to accommodate the setback. And that would create a lot which would be less than the minimum for the zoning district. And that's the reason for the variance.
And well, I certainly appreciate that.
That made some sense.
Yes, indeed. I certainly appreciate that information. Gentlemen, we've heard from Mr. We realize this is a two-step process to, if there's enough evidence or substantially different from the first time, to have a rehearing. Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I didn't look at it. From the drawing, I don't have a real problem with it. They're moving the rear property line to make that acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Wortman, you feel enough?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Johnson?
I believe there's enough new evidence to reconsider.
Okay, and Mr. Mills?
I think it's different enough to reconsider.
Okay, well, if that be the consensus of the board, then I would entertain a motion to have to rehear it and hear the case.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we rehear. Case number 10,417. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, now we'll proceed then.
Okay, we got you back in the door. Now, is there anything else you need to add about this whole situation, the property line?
So? No, not right now, no.
Is it your understanding that what I had said earlier was accurate? The house was built back in the early 70s?
Yes, sir.
Who lives there now?
I do.
Okay. And it's been in your family for forever?
Yeah.
And the purpose of the variance is simply to move the property line back and
to
avoid the encroachment?
Yes.
Okay. questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman, do you enter?
Yeah, I understand.
Mr. Effen?
Do you also own the adjacent property or the property to the rear?
Father does.
Father does.
Lot number 80.
He resides there?
No, he's deceased now.
He's deceased, okay. And Mr. Mills? No questions? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
I have nine letters the office received in opposition.
In opposition? Okay. Would you want to highlight just
They are just in opposition for granting the variance in the matter of case 10-417.
That's all just...
It's just like a petition type.
Okay.
Basic same thing.
No reason, just opposed?
Well, there are a few. Hold on. Make sure they're all mixed up now. Everyone's the same except for three. Do you want me to read the three?
No, just...
It's just the same basic.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's certainly uniqueness in the lot being width and size. I think in order to make reasonable use of the property, the variance would be required. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant since the county issued a CO. I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief. I think it meets all the standards for granting a variance. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 10-417.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10-417. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
One last thing.
Okay.
I just would like to note that since this was approved, you need to have your survey recorded.
Okay.
To have that legal, okay?
Thank probably you. Get a couple of copies sealed, go downstairs to the recorder of deeds, and they'll take care of it. But
thank you.
You need at least two copies.
Okay. Thank you.